I cannot stop until I make it to the top. This is Deontay Henderson, and you are now tuning in to Just Deontay. Let's go. Hey everyone, this is Deontay Henderson. Welcome you back to another episode of Just Deontay. I know you out there are probably wondering, where have you been, Deontay? Listen, guys, I just had to take a break from this all, man. But I'm here today to share a story with you that I think is you know, I'm here to give you guys inspiration a lot of the time. Not intentionally, but, you know, I just tell you stories and hopefully they inspire you. So here's a real story that I'm sure most of you are familiar with, but a great twist has occurred with this story. So I'm sure you guys have all heard of the song Old Town Road. If not, you heard it as Horses in the Back. You know, I got the horses in the back. And then what did he say? Can't nobody tell me nothing. He can't tell me nothing. It's a song that's sweeping the internet. The whole world is in awe. They're laughing. They're having fun with it. Everyone's playing it, from hip hop artists to country artists to celebrities to athletes to politicians. Everybody's playing the song. Even my neighbor is playing the song. Like, everybody's playing the song. It's great. But the catch is this. The creator of this song is a 19-year-old black rapper by the name of Lil Nas X. He put the song out, put in the country category. It hits billboards. Hip-hop and R&B, I believe pop, and even country. But I guess the people who are in charge over at the country billboard, they decided that the song wasn't country enough. Who knows why? Oh, excuse my cough, guys. But his song wasn't country enough, they say. And it has some hip-hop beats, but they said it had all the country elements, but they said it didn't have the country elements. And everyone's upset. Even country stars are defending this young man. The world is in an uproar about this song. So What is this young man going to do about it? He doesn't whine. He doesn't complain. And here's that twist I was talking about earlier. What he does is he says, okay, you guys say it's not good enough? It doesn't meet your standards? Screw your standards. I got a surprise for you. This man goes and makes a remix. It pops up on my YouTube feed, by the way. Suggested. I said, okay, let me see what this is. Old Town Road remix. Featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. Man, I clicked that thing so fast. And guys, that song is phenomenal. This man said, okay. This is the twist I'm telling you about. He gets Billy Ray Cyrus on his song and says, oh, you said the song wasn't good enough. It didn't meet your country standards. Okay, I'll get one of your country stars, somebody who defines your standards with all of his songs, and I'll feature him on it, and then you tell me then if it's not good enough. And y'all know this is about to blow the internet up. And this is great. I'm talking about this because this is a young black man who's literally about to change the game. I don't think, most of you probably don't see it, but you have to be a true visionary to see what this is going to do. He said, okay, oh my, you guys call this country trap or country rap. It doesn't belong. Him making this song, making it go viral, and it being such a largely debated and talked about song, and then he goes and gets a country star on this song. He has no choice but to make these people say, ah, man, we fold. And if they don't fold, it's just going to make it go bigger and bigger and bigger. This is great because it's showing that you can disrupt industries with great content, material, whatever, a brand, and then if you get others of notoriety to buy into it as well. He made a great product and other people bought into it, and it's amazing. And now the whole world will see his power, see that it's great for the black community because it's showing that we can do more than one thing. We can do different things. We don't have to be categorized and placed in a box. We can make things happen, whatever we feel that we would like to pursue. So thank you, Lil Nas X, for the inspiration. And also, rest in peace to the great Nipsey Hussle. Thank you for your life. Thank you for the inspiration, the motivation, the knowledge, the blueprint to entrepreneurship and
and giving back and just being a great person, a loving person, and being accepting of everyone around you. I appreciate you, man. I thank you for your time on this earth. And prayers go up to you and the family. I know God is up there with you saying, well done. You did a great job on this earth, man. I thank you for your impact. And everybody who's not aware, listen, guys, stop nitpicking at everything everybody does. No one's perfect. We all sin. We all make mistakes. But we can also leave an impact on people by doing great things as well. This is Deontay Henderson saying, grind so you shine. Thank you for your time, and God bless.